in Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Five lines before the Mishnah. Mereima u'malzutra havu mechanfe be'asara b'shapta d'rigla u'matzna. Is to gather 10 people on the Shabbos of a regel. I guess they had an extra long speech to give. Everyone would come the Shabbos before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and they'd have a long speech. So Rashi gives us an important insight here. The Shabbat of the Riglar, says Rashi, Sherifnei Pesach, Vatzeret, V'Sukkot. That's the Shabbos before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Umereima Beiro, Mazuta Beiro, each one in his own city, Ayu Adar Shanim, they would give the speeches. V'shachit ayu ha'am olchin lebet ha'midrash. Everyone would come to the academy early in the morning. V'shemagi ha'zman kriyat shema korin. So when the time came, so people had to read shema, v'adarshan doresh, but he'd keep speaking. V'am nishmatin v'mishpallin ishish levado. And everyone would catch a corner. When they had a minute, they'd say their shema. That's why they made their own private minyan before they went to the Beis Medrash. They read Shema, say their Shemon Esrei, then they'd go and give their speech. It doesn't say they daven with them, because they didn't. They davened at home with their small minyan. So because they knew they'd be giving speeches all morning long, before their speech, they gathered their own minyan.
They were giving speech before Halot HaShachar?
No. They were giving speech in the morning, but the tzibur, they davened their tefillah right after Halot HaShachar, and then they went to give their speech long before Nates. When Nates would come, so everyone would catch their corner and say their Shema. And they'd keep teaching. Ravashi matze badi tzibura biyachid miyushav. Ravashi, when the tzibur would all go out and say their tefillah, so he'd sit there and say his shmona esrei with them. Now he said it's sitting, so kavati lebeitei, when he'd get back home, hada umatzle mumad, he'd daven again standing. Amalei Rav Nam levid ma kimrema umazutra. So the students asked him, Rebbe, why don't you get your own minyan together? Why don't you do like Merema and Mazutra? Amalehu trichali milta. He said, it's too hard for me. After Beis Medrash, till I get my tefillah, that's too hard. To detain the Beis Medrash till I get my davening, that's not right. It's going to be too tedious. It's not right. I have to start early. It's not good. It's an interesting pshat Rashi learns in trichali milta. Okay.
I understand why he's praying sitting, then he's going and praying standing up.
Oh, v'levid ma kavod Shmuel v'Levi. Why don't you do like kavod Shmuel and Levi that they davened at home before they got to shul? Why, if you didn't have to daven sitting, you wouldn't daven again when you get home. So daven at home standing. Why don't you do like them, daven at home standing? I didn't see the rabbis who were older than me doing like this, to daven before their Shema, to daven at home Shmona Esrei before Shema, and then when they get to the time of Shema, to say Shema B'tzibur. No, I saw my rabbeim were makbid, the older rabbis were makbid to get Shema and Shmona Esrei together. That the advantage of what Avod Shmuel and Levi did was they daven Shmon Esrei at home, irrespective of Smichus Gula the Tefillah. They'd go and give their shir. In the middle of shir, everyone said their Kriya Shema, they would say their Kriya Shema too, and then continue the shir. But they didn't get their Smichus Gula the Tefillah. Okay. Mereimer and Marzutra were giving a speech. They had there 50,000 people. Okay? So they're giving their speech. What they did was, before they'd go to give their speech, early in the morning, right after Alos, they'd get a minyan together, quickly say Shema and Shmon Esrei with them, they got Tefillah B'Tzibur, then they go and give their speech. During their speech, different people would find different times in different corners to get in their Sheman Shmon Esrei and Davin the Yechidus. But they got Tfilah B'Tzibur, Mreimer Mazuta. Ravashi, he would stay seated, giving his speech. He'd give a whole long talk to the translator. The guy would, the human loudspeaker would repeat it to everyone. And while everyone was listening to that section of his speech, he'd quietly say Shema and Shmon Esrei. So he achieves that he gets Smichut Gula L'Tfilah. But he doesn't stand up to do the Shmon Esrei. He says the Shmon Esrei seated. So that's why when he got home, he would say Shmon Esrei all over again to be Yotze Shmon Esrei standing. The first time he was Yotze Shmon Esrei Samoch Le Kriyashma, and then he'd add another Shmon Esrei when he got home to say Shmon Esrei standing. So that's a good question whether he did it in the Dava or how that worked. I don't know. So they asked him...
Well, why? Why would he do it anyway? What does he accomplish in doing it again?
That he gets a Shmon Esrei standing.
So he'll get Mincha standing.
But he gets a Shachar standing.
It's not Shachar, it's a Dava. Or you're saying he's not Yotzi somehow by sitting.
Right.
How is he not Yotzi?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know.
And he doesn't want to pray the Yechid before he gets to Shul, before he gets to his Drasha?
Again, I didn't understand.
Well, how come he's not praying early before he gets to the Drasha?
Because I guess that wasn't yet Zman Kriya Shema.
That's what the other guys were doing in the menu.
Yeah, but this is what they were doing. Yes, I thought they were doing. I don't know. It seems to me like they started their speech later than him, and he didn't want to delay his speech. Meaning they didn't start their speech with Alos. He did.
He started with the
love. Right. So they asked him, why don't you detain it? He said, I don't want to detain it.
Okay.
It says the base measure has to start with Aloz, or earlier. That was the first question they asked him. Why don't you push it off? Yeah? Then they asked him, why don't you at least daven early at home while you're standing, and then you won't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Later on, you'll say Shema when the same way you used to daven. So
you know,
he said
that he was there from Alat
Hashachar. Yeah. Maybe there for... So that, I don't know. I don't know exactly how that works. When exactly they meant for him to do it.
And why is he daven sitting down with Chal? Why doesn't he just wait to daven standing with Shema and Shmon Esrei?
Because that would be too late.
What do you mean? It'd be after Zman with Great Shema.
Seems, yeah. Rashi learns the problem with sitting is that he wasn't focused enough. That's why he daven again at home.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't focus on avod?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, but again, he could have just said Kriyat Shema and then did Kriyat Shema again with Shmona Esrei instead of having to do it sitting down where he has to do it again.
I don't know. It's a good question.